dies, en rebin tots de ben nou la benvinguda amb una nova edició d'aquest El Nostre Espai. Això és el Club del Country, amb Rafael Corbí. Un Club del Country que obre les seves portes a partir d'aquests moments. Així ho fem nosaltres i així ens permetem d'acompanyar-vos amb bona música i bons ritmes al llarg d'aquesta gairebé hora, aquests 60 minuts que hi dediquem de manera setmanal amb un dels nostres dos programes. Bona música, que començarem avui amb diferents protagonistes. Un d'ells, un intèrpret irlandès que ens va deixar recentment i al qual volem dedicar una part del nostre programa. També us aviso, escoltarem molta música tradicional perquè tindrem amb el programa d'avui fins a 10 cançons en memòria, en homenatge a Charlie Pride. Brian Cole, de Omagh, va morir el 7 de novembre de 2020, un dels millors intèrprets de música country irlandesos. Take me far across the wide Missouri, to a ridge where white oak trees grow tall and slim, to a little hillside farm in Hopewell County. Let me see my childhood playground once again. It's been a long time since I've seen the home place. Wonder if the tree still stands so tall. Wonder if they remember how I climbed them and swing upon their limbs when I was small. When I was just a child, I'd play for hours on the banks of South Fork Creek, not far away. Skipping rocks across the water, running barefoot through the meadow, watching Daddy work the fields of new-mown hay. So take me far across the wide Missouri, to a ridge where white oak trees grow tall and slim. Let me live again those happy childhood memories. Let me see my childhood playground once again. Always tell me don't go swimming. Son, there's turtles in that water, mean a sin. But I'd slip far away behind the willows, then as naked as a jaybird I'd jump in. So take me far across the wide Missouri, to a ridge where white oak trees grow tall and slim. Let me live again those happy childhood memories. Let me see my childhood playground once again. Let me see my childhood playground once again.
Diuen que podia haver estat una estrella internacional de la música country, però que va decidir, en el seu moment, romandre per raons familiars a Irlanda, on de veritat sí que es va convertir en una autèntica llegenda. Va morir a l'edat de 79 anys, en Brian Cole. Aquest és el seu nom, l'estrella musical, una de les més conegudes dels darrers 60 anys de l'escena musical, que és boníssima, irlandesa. Va morir a causa d'un atac de cor a casa seva, a la localitat d'Omagh, al comtat de Tyrone, i havia estat diagnosticat amb càncer a principis del 2020. Com a artista en solitari va començar la seva carrera estant al capdavant com a solista de formacions prou conegudes com els Spiderman o els Buckaroos. Va morir just un mes abans que el seu company de banda, en Pio McCann. Aquesta és la música que avui recordem d'ell des d'un dels seus primers àlbums. Això es deia Tennessee Sunshine.
Before the sunrise in the morning, I'll be on a highway heading home.
Home is just a little bit east of Nashville, where the Tennessee River winds along. Lord, I want to hear the roosters crow in the Starwood Mountains. I got that homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine. Tennessee sunshine, you loving. In cotton, and I tried rodeo in last fall. I worked in the Caterpillar factory in Peoria, Illinois, and traveled Canada east to Montreal. Lord, I want to hear the roosters crow in Starwood Mountain. I got that homesick feeling in my bones. I'll trade these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine. Tennessee sunshine, you loving you. I wonder if the folks back home will know me. Since they saw me, I've lost 30 pounds. I sure have missed my mama's country cooking and the Sunday singing with picnic on the clown. Lord, I want to hear the roosters crow in Starwood Mountain. I got the homesick feeling in my bones. I'll quit these traveling blues for some Tennessee sunshine. Tennessee sunshine, you loving. Tennessee sunshine, loving. Tennessee sunshine.
Com hem dit, en el programa d'avui també recordarem la música que ens portava Charlie Pride, també tristament desaparegut, precisament el 1972, amb una trobada a Nashville. El que era el mànager de Charlie Pride, Brian Darcy, va considerar de Brian Cole que seria el nou Slim Whitman d'Amèrica. Tot això, com hem comentat abans, va decidir quedar-se a casa seva. Escoltem dos dels seus èxits que ens va conduir a través del temps en versions, que també en feia, de temes clàssics del música country. Amb aquests dos l'acomiadarem, però serà un personatge que intentarem recuperar de manera regular també amb el nostre programa. Això era I Love You Because i després Silver-Haired Lady of Mine. Després també recordarem, com hem dit, amb moltes cançons a Charlie Pride.
I love you because you understand, dear, every single thing I try to do. You're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. I love you most of all because you're you. What the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. I love you because my heart is lighter every time you're walking by my side. I love you because the future's brighter, the door to happiness you've opened wide. No matter what the world may say about me, I know
But most of all, I love you, 'cause you're you.
Estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountains, bravely fight in the battle of time. There's a dear one who's weathered life's sorrows. Tis that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold. Turn back the pages of time. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. To that silver-haired daddy of mine.
És temps de country amb Rafael Corbí.
A un personatge com Jerry Pryde no li podem dedicar només un segment d'un dels nostres espais. Per tant, un segon segment recordant la immensitat, la gran quantitat de números 1 i les seves millors cançons. Jerry Pryde, aquí ens acompanya en el dia d'avui amb el nostre programa, l'intèrpret que, recordem, havia nascut a Sleech, a Mississippi, el 18 de març del 1934 com a Charlie Frank Pryde i que va morir a causa de complicacions amb el Covid a l'edat de 86 anys. El 12 de desembre de 2020 a Dallas, Texas, un dels tres cantants de música country afroamericans, membres del gran Ole Opry, al costat de DeForest Bailey i de Darius Rucker, un cantant excepcional, un meravellós intèrpret que em plau molt de tenir avui amb el nostre programa, encara que sigui per una notícia trista i luctuosa. Des del 1972, el seu número 1 anomenat It's Gonna Take a Little Bit Longer.
Maybe it's gonna take a little bit longer me to ever get you off of my mind. Baby, it's gonna take a little bit longer, 'cause I've been loving you a long, long time. People try to tell me that it won't be long till I won't even miss you anymore. But I can tell there must be something mighty wrong, 'cause every day I want you even more. And baby, it's gonna
gonna take a little bit longer for me to ever get you off of my mind. Baby, it's gonna take a little bit longer, 'cause I've been loving you a long, long time. They say this lonely feeling, that it'll go away, but after all this time now it ain't gone. Every waking moment and every night and day, it just seems to keep on keeping on. And maybe it's gonna take a little bit longer for me to ever get you off of my mind. Baby, it's gonna take a little bit longer, 'cause I've been loving you a long, long time. Yes, I've been loving you a long, long time.
Hem dividit les millors cançons de Charley Pride en dos programes diferents, en dos segments diferents dels molts espais que té aquest tema del Club del Country. Tens a Country, el Club del Country, Country Radio, Estel i tots els altres. Per tant, avui estem escoltant la segona de les parts d'aquest espai amb el She's Got To Be True, l'altra cançó que també escoltaríem, una peça que ens acompanyarà ara mateix, aquest It's Gonna Take A Little Bit Longer, escrita per Ben Peters, o aquest She's Got To Be True, que escoltarem una cançó de Johnny Duncan. Com veieu, els noms dels compositors es repeteixen bastant, perquè confiava, suposo, que amb els mateixos per portar grans èxits com aquestes cançons.
Sometimes late at night I wake up dreaming, I reach and feel for her, she's too good to be true. Then I touch the sleeping softness of my angel, and half asleep she turns to whisper, I love you. 'Cause she's just too good to be true, but she is. And in my arms she reassures me with a kiss. She's everything I ever looked for in a woman. She's just too good to be true, but she is. Each day I go to work, it's like forever, till that evening sun will bring me home again. But then she's waiting at the door with her sweet loving, and tonight she'll be so good to me again. Oh, she's just too good to be true, but she is. And in my arms she reassures me with a kiss. She's everything I ever looked for in a woman. She's just too good to be true, but she is. She's just too good to be true, but she is.
Passem d'aquest tema amb el següent número 1 de la seva carrera, en concret una cançó també fabulosa que es deia Shoulder to Cry On, una cançó escrita per Mel Haggard, enregistrada per Jerry Pride i publicada el gener del 1973 com a primer senzill del seu àlbum Sweet Country. Va ser el seu 11è número 1 a les llistes de música country.
I came here because I knew I'd be welcome, and because somehow you always understand. You seem to have a way with lonely people, and you always were my greatest helping hand. Now once again I'm here to take advantage. Oh, I don't deserve the arms I left alone. I need to know there's someone who still loves me, and I need a shoulder to cry on. I overlook the love you tried so hard to give, the love I never seen to understand. I always stay just long enough to hurt you, and what little love I gave was secondhand. Now once again I'm here to take advantage, 'cause once again the one I love is gone. I need to know there's someone who still loves me, and I need a shoulder to cry on. Yes, I need to know there's someone who still loves me, and I need a shoulder to cry on.
Shoulder to Cry On, de Mel Haggard. El 1973 va obtenir dos números 1 més que estem repassant des del mateix àlbum, des del Sweet Country, una cançó escrita per John Schwartz i que va ser realitzada l'abril d'aquell any. Escoltem, doncs, aquest Don't Fight the Feelings of Love.
Don't you fight the feelings of love, 'cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of. So reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Well now, love is believing, so don't fight the feelings, don't fight the feelings of love. A boy and a girl in a big spinning world, upside down in love from the start. Sunny days and laughing skies, true love in both their eyes, spending happy good times in the park. Learning all about living, taking and the giving, love is growing stronger every day. Well now,
never be another, cause they're trusting each other. Good love seems to just work out that way. I said, now don't you, don't you, don't you fight the feelings of love. Cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of. So reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Well now, love is believing, so don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings of love. Don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings. Don't fight the feelings of love.
Especial recordatori amb la música, només amb la música de Charlie Pride. Amazing Love va ser el seu tercer i darrer número 1 aquell 1973. Una cançó realitzada al setembre d'aquell any, primer senzill i cançó que donarà nom al seu àlbum del mateix nom, aquest Amazing Love, el seu 13è número 1 a les llistes americanes. Amazing Love, una cançó esplèndida que escoltem ara mateix, també una altra de les composicions de John Shears, com l'anterior que acabem d'escoltar.
When she wakes up this morning and turns to kiss me, she'll find I let her sleep because we talked so late last night. She'll know I kissed her face gently till my returning. And when she finds the rose on my pillow, I know she'll smile. Her amazing love, unending, is so much more than I am worthy of. If a rose could speak my feelings, she'd know I cherish her amazing love. If I call her a little late, she forgives me. Her voice does not betray she spent another day alone. She softly thanks me for the rose and says, I need you. And then I can feel her smiling on the phone. Her amazing love, unending, is so much more than I am worthy of. If the rose could speak my feelings, she'd know I cherish her amazing love.
Després d'aquest número 1, va haver d'esperar uns mesos a obtenir-ne un següent. Va publicar els senzills anomenat The Cool We Call del seu àlbum Country Feeling i després també el Mississippi Cotton Picking Delta Town del seu Pride of America. Tot i ser èxits, no van arribar a la primera posició. Sí que ho van fer-ho al Canadà, però als Estats Units només arribaven fins al número 3. Then Who Am I? Una cançó, tornem, a Dallas Frazier i A.L. Doodle Owens, els protagonistes a les composicions dels seus primers èxits. Aquesta cançó va ser el seu número 1, el seu 14è número 1 de l'àlbum Pride of America.
If he's the one that's always on your mind, the only one whose love can satisfy, if he's the one that keeps your heart alive, then who am I? Am I no more than just the rock you needed for a stepping stone until the right one came along? If he's the one that lives with you inside, then who am I? Am I no more than just a fool that held you up when you were down until your true love could be found? If he's the one that lives with you inside, then who am I? Yes, who am I? Who am I?
Anem proseguint aquest super programa especial dedicat a Charlie Pride. Hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you va ser una altra de les seves extraordinàries cançons, en aquest cas també un tema que arribava després del single It Ain't All Vought, va ser el número 6, la cançó, la posició més baixa durant molt de temps a les llistes americanes cada vegada que extraia un senzill. Aquest Hope You're Feeling Me va ser una cançó escrita per Bobby David i Jim Rushing, juliol del 1975, segon senzill de l'àlbum Charlie, el seu 15è número 1 a les llistes americanes.
No one could hold me, no one could control me, but now my future is up to you. Your loving can shape me, make me or break me. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. This feeling is crazy, but only you can save me from this love thing that I've got for you. Your love is a potion, Lord, and I need a notion. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. All these changes got me going in circles. First I turn away, then turn right back to you. Well, I need your loving to keep me from sinking. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. Wanna win when I gamble, no need to ramble. I double my loving when I gave it to you. I gotta do it with you, I can't do it without you. Oh, I hope
through feeling me like I'm feeling you. All these changes got me going in circles. First I turn away, then turn right back to you. Well, I need your loving to keep me from sinking. Oh, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you. Yes, I hope you're feeling me like I'm feeling you.
Open. Aquesta cançó, Hope You're Feeling Me Like I'm Feeling You, Charlie Pride, amb un altre dels seus èxits. My Eyes Can Only See As Far As You és la cançó que escoltarem a continuació, també amb un número 1 amb la seva trajectòria artística. Aquest tema que ens arribava escrit per Naomi Martin i Jimmy Payne des de l'àlbum The Happiness of Having You.
My eyes can only see as far as you. I've stopped searching all the faces in the crowd. I don't ever want to find somebody new. I'm content with loneliness if you're not in my arms. 'Cause my eyes can only see as far as you. My heart is set on loving you forever. And your love is strong enough to see me through. It'll keep me holding on to you forever. 'Cause my eyes can only see as far as you. Keep me holding on to you forever. 'Cause my eyes can only see as far as you. Yes, my eyes can only see as far as you.
Can Only See As Far As You és la música de Charlie Pride, un altre dels seus números 1. No els acabarem pas tots, ni molt menys haurem de deixar per una tercera part, sens dubte, del nostre programa. El tema She's Just An Old Love Torn Memory, una cançó escrita per John Swears una altra vegada, va arribar a la primera posició el 1977 des de l'àlbum que sonava exactament igual.
An accidental mistake, and her name slipped out to some friend. Forgotten old feelings are brand new today, 'cause I'm right back where I've always been. 'Cause she's just an old love torn memory, and now I seldom see her around. She's just an old love torn memory, but she still turns my world up.
my sorrow had only begun. Cause she's just an old love turned memory, and now I seldom see her around. She's just
segon espai, més cançons que ens quedaran per un altre dels programes dedicats a Charlie Pride. I'll Be Living Alone, cançó de Dickie Lee i Waylon Holyfield, maig de 1977, tercer senzill de l'àlbum She's Just an Old Love Turned Memory, també un número 1, el 18è amb la seva carrera. Ens quedem aquí, però ben aviat tornem a escoltar la seva música. I'll Be Living Alone, descansi en pau, Charlie Pride.
If you'd like me to, I might even dance a slow one with you. Lord knows you're a looker, and honey, what's more, it's not hard to see what you're looking for. Cause you're as tempting a woman as I've ever seen. But there's someone in Dallas who's trusting in me. She's the mother of my children. I'm the rock that she leans on. So thank you. But no thank you, I'll be leaving alone. As we dance in the shadow and you're holding me tight, I can feel the invitation, I can see it in your eyes. And the soft lights and the music and the wine's rosy glow ain't making it easy for me to say no. Cause you is tempting a woman as I've ever seen. But there's someone Dallas who's trusting in me. She's the mother of my children. I'm the rock that she leans on. So thank you, but no thank you, I'll be leaving alone. So thank you, but no thank you, I'll be leaving alone.
El Club del Country recordant a Charlie Pride i a Brian Cole. És moment de recordar persones que no ens han deixat encara i tenen molt per explicar-nos. És l'extraordinària música de la cantant Sunny Sweeney, de Houston, Texas. Avui recordem el seu àlbum de 2011, Concrete.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink myself single tonight.
tres primeres cançons del disc, els tres senzills de Sonny Sweeney que es van editar d'aquell magnífic, al meu entendre, àlbum, tot i que cap de les cançons va arribar a triomfar molt. De fet, una d'elles, Drink Myself Single, va ser el número 36, la cançó que escoltarem en segon lloc, From a Table Away, va ser el que va triomfar més, el número 10, l'any 2010.
Yes, you didn't see me in those low dim lights. I knew who she was by the ring still on her hand. Sure looked like you still wanted to be her.
Aquells extraordinaris artistes que, al meu entendre, han triomfat en quant a crítica, han triomfat també en quant a valoració dels seus àlbums, però mai han impressionat a la ràdio, sobretot les ràdios americanes. Jo la trobo absolutament genial amb la seva interpretació, la seva veu, les cançons que tria des d'aquell Heartbreakers Hall of Fame, amb el qual va debutar el 2006, amb un àlbum realitzat per ella mateixa i que després va publicar de nou Big Machine Records. Aquest Concrete era un àlbum publicat per Republic Nashville el 23 d'agost de 2000 l'11 va arribar a ser un número 7 l'àlbum el Hughes Country, la cantant de Houston, de Texas, nascuda com a Sunny Michaela Sweeney i que només té aquests 4 àlbums amb el Provoked i el Trophy, el del 2017 i un EP publicat el 2011 com a àlbums. Aquest 2020 passat tenia el projecte d'editar un nou àlbum que de moment s'ha posposat amb aquell single d'avançament, el Poets Prior. Molt bé, doncs acabem i ho fem amb el tercer single que va sortir d'aquest disc, Staying Worse Than Living, va ser el número 38 a les llistes americanes. I nosaltres que posarem el punt i final amb el programa del dia d'avui amb aquesta darrera cançó de Sunny Sweeney. Com sempre, us recomano que escolteu la nostra pàgina web www.clubdelcountry.com on podeu trobar tots els programes que hem fet al llarg d'aquests anys i també contactar-nos info@clubdelcountry.com per demanar-nos cançons, artistes, el que desitgeu, estils de música country. Sunny Sweeney, Staying Worse Than Living, salutacions i gràcies per la confiança de Rafael Corbí.
It'll shake you damn near break you, it always has. You don't go until you're praying to break even, until staying's worse than leaving. God knows we tried everything we could do. You can keep your pride. Stay.